All right, so I'll invite you to close your eyes. And take some deep prana breaths. And imagine that you are in your house of your soul. This is the house that you've been building all your life. And imagine that you are alone, sitting in the middle of this large house with many, many different rooms. So you're sitting comfortably in the middle of your big soul house. And from this vantage point, you can see many rooms off this central point. And you feel safe, very, very safe and comfortable inside this house that you've been building all your life. And it provides many, many structures that have been propping you up and holding you up, making you feel safe and comfortable. And imagine that outside the walls of your house, there is a lot of chaos blowing this way and that, the chaos of these strange times that we're in. Information is zooming around, things are happening all over the world, structures are falling down, people don't have trust or faith in particular institutions anymore. So you really feel this storm blowing all around you outside of your house. So you're aware of the chaos in the collective. And now imagine that you're going to go on a journey, staying exactly where you are and experiencing what it feels like to let go of all of the different identities that you've been building all your life. And you're going to let go of them room by room by room. So imagine in your mind's eye that there is a room in your house that represents your family of origin. And it's all the ways that you connect in to your family of origin and the way that you have identified yourself in your family of origin. Maybe you've played a particular role. Imagine that this room of your family of origin and the identity that you play in your family is gently deconstructing, brick by brick, stone by stone, however you imagine the walls, the structures, gently crumbling down. Just in that room. And as you watch the brick by brick or stone by stone coming apart, you let go of whatever identities you have played to connect with your family of origin. You let them go. The room is disintegrating. You watch it from your chair. You stay centered in your chair. And come back to center now. Connect with your heart. Connect with your central pillar in three. You've let go of that identity, of those identities. And now imagine that there is a room of your education. And it represents all the different ways that you've been educated to think, to feel, to believe in certain ways. And now you watch as brick by brick, stone by stone, piece by piece, this room of your education disintegrates. And you breathe and you let go of any identity that you have connected to your education. It simply falls away. You breathe and you release it in that room. It disappears. Who are you without the identity of your education or the identity of your family of origin? Just come back to your center, come back to your heart, and reconnect with your true self. Now imagine that there is a room that represents your religious or spiritual upbringing and or any identities that you have connected to your spiritual life. And that room begins to disintegrate piece by piece. And you can see piece by piece the rubble that's left is falling down. You are letting go of your identity, your religious or spiritual identity. And you just let it go. And the room disappears. You come back to yourself. You connect to your central core. Breathe. Perhaps your soul is feeling a little bit lighter as you let go of these human identities. And now imagine that there is a room that is the room of the roles that you play in your life. You think about any professional roles that you need, any professional identities. And that begins to disintegrate and you let them go. Any professional identities. Those bricks, those stones begin to come apart and you let go. And you let go of the personal roles that you play as son or daughter, partner, mother, father, uncle, brother, sister. Just let them all go. See them disappearing as the room disintegrates. And you voluntarily let them go. Personal and professional roles that you have played. And you come back to your heart, come back to center, breathe. And imagine now that there is a room of your beliefs, your belief systems, beliefs that have made sense to you. Beliefs that you have constructed over many years that helps to guide you in your life. Imagine that this room of beliefs is coming apart piece by piece. And you let go of all the beliefs that you've constructed over the years. Positive beliefs, negative beliefs, just all of them letting go. Back to center, feel your central pillar and breathe. And now imagine that there is a room that is filled with your particular habits, idiosyncrasies, patterns that mark you as a unique human. And imagine that now you are willing to let them all go. Letting go of your idiosyncrasies, your wiring, or old patterns, your habits. Just imagine that this room is disintegrating piece by piece, brick by brick. All of your human uniqueness going, going, gone. Let them all go. Come back to center and you breathe and you feel your central pillar. There's one more room to look at. The room of your attachment to feelings. These feelings could be positive or negative. Clearly the negative feelings, anger, resentment, disappointment, self-hatred, any of those negative feelings that you've identified yourself as. Let them go now. See brick by brick, stone by stone, attachments to powerful feelings and ways that you've identified yourself. Even I'm a good person. Just let that go. All of those identities that are connected to feelings. Letting go of your human attachment to emotion and all the stresses and strains of being an emotional being. And the room begins to disappear. And now you survey your landscape. It's either completely clear now or there's rubble, bricks, stones all around. You've let go of so many different identities, ways that you have identified yourself, ways other people have identified you. Imagine that they're totally gone. And then you come back to center, you feel your body sitting on the chair, and you feel your central pillar of consciousness, and you feel your chakras all lit up like jewels along your spine. And they are turning and spinning, alive, awake. Imagine now that you can gently rise up out of this chair, off of the earth, and you're following a golden thread that moves right up your central pillar, up through the top of your head, up, up to the stars. And so you gently float up away from the earth. You are following your golden thread up, 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 up to the stars. And imagine that there is a beautiful divine palace waiting for you. This is where you connect with your divine self. And as you move up into space and you are in the stars and vast blackness of space, imagine your divine temple vast, as big as your divine self. You find it and you go to this place. You are drawn to this divine temple where your divine identity resides. You can connect. There is light, there is wind, there are all of your guides and light beings. And they have prepared a space for you. And there you are, once again, sitting in a throne or a chair, a place where you connect with your divine self. And you breathe deeply, deep prana breaths as you feel your body extending and stretching into your divine nature. Your entire body becomes light. And you melt into the light all around you now. And you can hear the choir of heavenly angels and beings singing the divine song. You connect with this symphony of life. You open your being to receive the love of the universe, the love of Source, breathing that in, love, unconditional love. Taking in this unconditional love from all the stars, all the light beings, from the gods and goddesses, and from Source itself. Imagine this being your true identity, a divine being having a human experience. Feel all the vast wisdom that your divine being carries and holds and accesses moment to moment. And so from here, gather your love, your wisdom, your intelligence, your sensitivity, and commit to bringing all of this divine sensitivity back down with you into your human experience. You can ask now, as you are still in this divine realm, ask for any healing, any words of wisdom, anything you need right now in your life, ask, and it will be given to you. Take this divine identity and any words of wisdom and healing and begin to follow your golden thread out of the divine realm now, back into the vastness of space. And as you gently, gently come down your golden thread, look down on planet Earth. And as you come closer, you start to feel once again all the chaos. And this time you bring your divine light and love directly into the chaos. As you come down your golden thread, you are emanating divine light, staying connected to your divine identity, coming closer and closer to your body. And now dropping into your physical body as you sit and you breathe and you integrate your divine identity with who you are in this life, who you are right now. And let your divine self, your divine identity, inform every cell of your body. Breathe deeply and allow your divine self to inhabit every cell and to get right into the DNA, right into the subatomic particles, informing your human self with your divine self. Now you see the chaos all around from a very different perspective. This is your chance, a huge opportunity, while everything is in rubble all around you, to choose more consciously what you decide to identify with. So imagine that your home magically reforms all around you. And you can spend time this coming week deciding, choosing how you are going to identify yourself as you walk through your days. As a divine having a human experience, or with those old identities that pull you down into a lower resonance. Feel the difference. So as you're in your chair, in your home, in your body now, remember that golden thread that goes all the way up to divine realm, and all the way down to the subatomic particles of your body. This is your true identity. Claim that for yourself now. And take some big, deep breaths and anchor this experience in the here and now. Bringing yourself fully back to the present moment. And when you're ready, opening your eyes.